You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's been kind of a tough 6 months for the tech industry in the U.S. Just last month, Meta announced another round of 10,000 job cuts after 11,000 at the end of the year. Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and dozens more companies that aren't household names have all laid off workers en masse as the pandemic hiring spree ran into rising interest rates and changing consumer behaviors. But just south of the border in Tijuana, the IT industry is still heating up. It's a phenomenon sometimes called nearshoring, like offshoring, where jobs move abroad, but not halfway around the world. KPBS reporter Gustavo Solis has more on the tech boom in Mexico.
In a high-rise office space in Tijuana's Chapultepec neighborhood, dozens of programmers and coders sit at their desks. They like to joke around while they work. These are some of the roughly 20,000 IT workers in Tijuana, and that number is expected to triple within the next decade. It's a sign of Tijuana's booming tech sector. The labor shortage north of the border is fueling growth down here.
There is this extreme need for engineers in the U.S., and right now they're not meeting that demand.
That's Omar Parra, an engineering director with a company called iTijuana, which connects American firms with Mexican talent. American companies can pay Mexican tech workers a fraction of what they pay U.S.-based employees. Parra says his Tijuana workers are very much part of the team with their American counterparts.
It's not like we get assigned projects and then we just send them back. We create teams around their own organization, so we totally adapt to what they have already.
Those teams include everything: engineers, managers, site directors, not to mention software developers well-versed in multiple languages, like
iOS development, Android, full stack, web, cloud, DevOps, DBAs, and so on.
It's a hiring boom caused by the tech layoffs in the U.S., says Fernando Torres. He works for Softech, the largest IT nearshoring company in Mexico.
Ahorita sí estamos entrando como que en un boom.
Torres says this boom isn't isolated to companies in the tech sector. Industries like banking, transportation, retail, and tourism are all looking for IT talent. David Fishman is seeing the same thing. He's the CEO of a recruiting firm called Sparrow Company.
We had so much work that we couldn't keep up with it.
He says the pandemic's disruption to supply chains forced companies to think outside the box. And for a lot of them, that meant Mexico.
Companies woke up, not just the big multinationals, but the smaller, the $50 million to $100 million company saying, hey, we'd like to add IT staff. Everybody was going to Mexico.
And Tijuana wants everybody to come. The city has 35 public and private universities and more than 14,000 students enrolled in engineering programs. Their bet is that American companies will continue to look for a good deal and new talent south of the border.
That was KPBS reporter Gustavo Solis. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.